现在请我们翻开我们今天晚上阅读的经文，就是以西结书第37章，我们从第一节读到第十节。
I'd like to ask you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 through 10. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1 to verse 10.
《以西结书》37章第1节，耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。他对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？我说，主耶和华你是知道的。他又对我说，你向这些骸骨发预言，说枯干的骸骨啊，要听耶和华的话。主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说，我必使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了。你们便知道我是耶和华，于是我遵命说预言。正说预言的时候，不料有响声，有地震，骨与骨互相联络。我观看，见骸骨上有筋，也长了肉，又有皮遮蔽其上，只是还没有气息。就对我说，人子啊，你要发预言，向风发预言，说主耶和华如此说，气息啊，又从四方而来，吹在这些被杀的人身上，使他们活了。于是我遵命说预言，气息就进入骸骨，骸骨变活了，并且站起来，成为极大的军队。
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
未完成的使命。
The unfinished commission.
什么是我们的使命？
What is our commission?
我们怎样完成这个使命?
How do we finish the commission?
我们只有从神的话里面才能够明白。
Only from the word of God do we understand it.
因为神的心意是在他的话语里面。
Because God's will is recorded in his book, in his word.
我们知道在圣经里面，在旧约最重要的就是先知的信息。
We know that in the Old Testament, the most important message was that of the prophets.
在新约里面，我们就知道耶稣基督的信息跟使徒的信息，也特别是有特殊的，所谓先知的意思。就是从旧约那种所特有的神对他们的启示。
And we know that the message of our Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles contained a special sense, that of the sense of the prophets in the Old Testament.
旧约的信息已经是很久很久以前的所传的了。
We know that the message of the Old Testament has been proclaimed for a long time.
在他们当时的时代也跟我们完全的不一样。
At that time, they had a different age.
但是有一件事情是一样的。
But there was one thing in common with us.
他们有一个很深切的使命感。
They had a very deep sense of commission.
因为他们有使命感，所以他们在神的面前有属灵的负担。
Because they had this sense of commission, and so they had a burden before God.
这个负担是非常的沉重，一定要写下来，要放下来。
This burden was very heavy. They must be relieved from it.
而且他们有很清楚的意象。
And they had a very clear vision.
他们一定要把这个意象表达出来。
They must express this vision.
所以当他们把这种使命感很具体的表达的时候
And so when they very concretely express this sense of commission
不一定当时有很大的果效
Well, not necessarily there was any great results
但是这是神的话语
But it was the word of God
这是神的心意
This was the will of God
所以这先知的话语甚至在每一个时代里面都能够发生很大的影响
And so the message of the prophets had great influence in, throughout the ages
甚至在现时代
Even in our age
today,
even today,
在现时代的今日
and even today in our own age,
甚至在今天晚上
even tonight,
我们还是能够体会到神的心意借着先知的话语表达出来
We can appreciate the will of God, realize the word of God through the message of the prophets.
于是我们就知道先知的信息没有随着时代而消失
And so the message of the prophets has not diminished.Throughout the ages.
没有淹没在历史的废墟里面。
It was not buried in the scrapples of history.
而是经过时代的走廊，越来越发出很巨大的响声。
And yet, through the hall of history, it becomes a great, voice.
在每一个时代，在每一个人心里面，都要发生共鸣。如果那些人心正是那个仰望神、愿意等候神的话语。
In each age, in each generation, it's going to bring out the echo from the human heart.
今天晚上我们能够不听见在我们的心里面发出这样的共鸣呢
Can we not hear this resonance, this echo in our own hearts?
就是在乎我们肯不肯有这样一种属灵的意识来体会神的话
It depends whether we have this spiritual sense to appreciate, to realize God's word.
我们非常喜欢唱歌
We like to sing.
而且有很好的弟兄领我们唱歌
And we have a very, wonderful brother leading us.
我们刚才唱的时候也真是感觉到我们愿意很自由地把我们的这种宗教的情操要把它表达出来
And as we sang, we wanted to very freely to express our religious, feelings.
如果我们有这样的一种属灵的意识来看神的话语我们也会有同样的感受
And if we want to look at the word of God with this spiritual meaning, I think we will feel the same way.
我们昨天晚上一开始就是以西结书第33章
Last night we started with Ezekiel chapter 33.
从33章一直到37章
From 33 to 37.
是非常重要的先知的信息。
It was a passage of great importance.
但是也可以说是非常美丽的文学的味调。
It's also a very beautiful artistic passage.
是一种诗歌的格调。
It is a poetic, a song.
如果我是一个音乐家，我就愿意把以西结书33章一直到37章里面写成过一个非常美丽的交响乐。
If I were a musician, I would compose a great symphony for chapter 33 through 37.
在33到34章可以说是第一个乐章，在这个第一个乐章里面就讲了牧场的叹息。
From 33 to 34, it was the first movement. In this movement,
就是讲到这个牧场，在这个牧羊的地方、场所的地方，有这样的叹息。
And we could hear, almost hear the sighs in this great pasture.
因为神在那里叹息。
Because God was sighing.
神看到有很多的羊，但是没有牧人。
He saw a great many number of sheep without a shepherd.
有牧人，但是那些牧人没有尽他们的责任。
There were shepherds, but they did not fulfill their responsibility.
于是那些羊都走迷了路。
And so all the sheep got lost.
于是那些羊就被杀害。
And so they were slain.
我们记得在耶利米书跟西结书里面。
And we know that in the book of Jeremiah.
跟以西结书里面。
And also in Ezekiel.
他们曾经这样的叹息说
And they sighed in this way
他说他们清清活活的医治我百姓的身上清清活活的医治我百姓的身上说平安了平安了但是其实是没有平安
And they cry out there was peace peace but actually there was no peace
神他心里面非常的忧伤
Because God in his heart he was sorrowful
因为他找不到守望的人
He could not find a watchman.
当刀剑来到的时候
And when the swords came.
当战争来到的时候
And when wars came.
当危险来到的时候
When dangers came.
但是没有守望的人
There were no watchmen.
发出警告的声音
Proclaiming the voice of warning.
当人们都是在黑夜里面
When people were still in darkness.
在那么漫长的黑夜里面
And in this very long darkness.
没有守夜的守望者在那里等候着天亮。
There was no watchman waiting for the dawn to arise.
所以我们能够在这第一个乐章里面。
So in this first movement of the symphony,
我们一直能够体会到那种 melancholy mood, 那种非常的忧郁的这个情绪。这是一个 divine pathos, 在神的心里面有种非常激动的情绪，让他心里面感觉到非常的忧苦。
We could almost get into this melancholy mood, this divine pathos, because this was the sorrowful.Feeling of God.
于是在第二个乐章里面我们可以读到在这个以西结书三十五三十六章里面。
And in chapter 35 and 36, that composed the second movement.
那第二乐章里面我们知道平常第二乐章都是比较好像是一点稍微轻柔一点的音乐，但在那里好像我们听见断断续续的哀哭的声音。
And usually we hear from the second movement a little slightly more lively music, but here we see some interrupted sobbing.
因为这是移动的哀歌。
Because this was the sorrowful song of Edom.
那么为什么要这样？
Why was it?
因为神他不但是关心到以色列他的选民。
Because God was not only concerned for His chosen ones.
而且关心到外邦人。
But He cared for the Gentiles also.
因为神的爱是向着全世界所有的人。
Because God's love is throughout the world for the whole world.
神是带着公义的声音。
God came with a voice of justice.
也是带着慈爱的声音。
Also with the voice of love.
带着严厉责备的声音。
He would come with punishment.
也是带着一种非常悲惨的叹息跟哭泣的声音。
But he also come with sobbing, sorrowful mood.
于是我们现在到第三乐章。
And so we come to the third movement.
就是我们刚才所读到的这个乐章。
And that's what we read before chapter 37.
那么在这个三十七章里面。
And in this passage,
起初开始的时候也是很忧郁的很低沉的声音。
We first heard a very lowly kind of music.
我们看见一个平原都是枯干的骨头。
We saw a big valley with dry bones.
充满着这个死亡的意味。
Filled with this meaning, this sense of death.
然后神的风神的灵发动的时候。
And then when God's wind or God's spirit moved,
大的声音
there was a great noise,
大的响声
there was a great shaking.
以后那些死人不但有骨头，而且有筋，而且有肉，而且站立起来，有了气息，而且成为极大的军队。
And then all this dead, all these dry bones took up flesh and skin and so on, they became a multitude of army.
那么我们可以说这是山谷的巨响，这个音乐就越来越结束啊，越来越快，越来越兴奋。一直等到带到第四个乐章里面，就充满着神复兴的信心。
And so we could feel this three-prong music, and finally ending up in a crescendo of joy.
但愿神能够帮助我们。
We hope that God will help us tonight.
神的话是多么的活泼。
How lively is God's word?
如果我们真正能够很仔细的来研读的话。
If we actually study it carefully.
我们仰望圣灵的力量来引导我们的话。
We look upon the Spirit to guide us in His word.
我们让他的灵在我们心里面，让我们有很活泼的这样的一种属灵的感受的话。
We let the Spirit move in us so that we have this lively sense.
神就能够给我们看到一幅一幅最美丽的、最华丽的、最伟大的救赎的风景画。
And God can reveal to us this great, this glorious, beautiful picture of salvation.
于是我们就能够更清楚地明白他对我们的托付了。
And now we can better understand the burden, the commission that He gave us.
第一节说神的耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中。
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a great valley.
这是神给他的意象。
This was a vision given to him by God.
但是不能不让我们想到，当以西结他受命做先知要传神的信息的时候。
We could not help but to think when Ezekiel was commissioned to be a prophet of God.
在以西结书第二章里面。
In chapter 2 of Ezekiel.
我们现在虽然没有时间读，但是我想提一提，为的叫了我们更清楚的能够明白他在神面前所有的感受。
I'd like to mention it even though we don't have time to read it.
神第一步要确定他的身份。
First, God wants to make sure of His position.
或者 status, 或者 role, 或者他的角色，或者他的身份，因为是屡次的提醒他的角色，他的身份。
Because repeatedly, God mentioned His status or His role.
他是谁呢？
Who was he?
他是人。
He was a man.
他是人。
It was the Son of Man.
一个 mortal being 是必定会朽坏，是一个很寻常的人，一个很软弱的人，一个没有什么力量的人。
He was an ordinary mortal man.
他是一个没有什么智慧的人。
He was a man without great wisdom.
他是一个很寻常、很平常的人。
He was just ordinary.
他不能够为神做什么。
He could not do anything for God.
但是他能。
But he could.
为什么他能呢？
Why?
因为神预备他。
Because God prepared him.
或者说配备他。
Or God actually furnished him.
Equipped
him.
那么为的就是让他真正的能够成为一个神的仆人。
So that he could become a real servant of God.
你我不是也这样吗？
Aren't we the same as Ezekiel?
我们有什么智慧？
What kind of wisdom do we have? What kind of power do we have?
我们有什么见解？
What kind of witness do we have?
但是当神的灵在以西结的身上。
But when the Spirit of God came upon Ezekiel,
一直地提到耶和华的灵降在他身上。
And repeatedly this mentioned the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God,came upon Ezekiel.
有的时候说耶和华的灵把他举起来。
And sometimes it says the Spirit lift him up.
在第三章里面有。
In chapter 3 it mentioned. And in 43 it mentioned again. And at 11 chapter it also mentioned.
在第十一章里面有。至少有三次的时间机会就提到说耶和华的灵就把他举起来，说耶和华的灵降在他身上。
Three times it was mentioned that the Spirit descended upon him and lifted him up.
神的灵。
God's Spirit.
神的灵方能成事。
Only through God's Spirit that things can be accomplished.
圣灵是大有能力的。
The Holy Spirit is most powerful.
除非我们真正的体会到那种属灵的动力。Spiritual dynamism, 我们根本不明白我们怎么来做神的工作。
Unless we really realize the spiritual dynamism, we cannot do any work for God.
当我们真正是在圣灵的感动、光照、领导之下。
Only when we are under the movement of leading of the light of the Spirit.
那么然后我们才能够看见异象。
Then we can see the vision.
能够看见。
Then we can see.
我们不是说吗？我们做守望者要看。
We mentioned that as watchmen, we must watch.
我们不说吗？如果我们做见证，我们要听。
We said that if we want to be witness, we must hear.
是的，我们必须要有神，他是指示我们的。
God must show all this to us.
很多的时候，我们对神的意象好像觉得是非常的神妙，甚至完全在人的这个思想外面的事情。
Very often we feel God's vision to us as if it's very, it's a great mystery outside of our understanding.
是的，神的意象是非常奇妙的。
Yes, God's visions are wonderful, marvelous.
但是请记得，神的意象不是凭空这样出来的。
But God's spirit did not come from nowhere. The vision did not come from nowhere.
或者不是从一个真空地方出来。
And it did not come out of a vacuum.
而是在一个人他在日常的生活，在生活经验的每一个细节，跟他生思想里面的细节，然后就让人能够看到神的意象。
Only through every detail of his life could he see this vision of God.
为什么我们对神的旨意那么模糊呢？
Why are we still so hazy about God's will?
为什么我们不大容易明白神的心意呢？
Why do we do not know God's heart?
为什么我们看不见神的意象呢？
Why do we not see God's vision?
因为在我们日常的生活的里面，我们太少的来体会到神的恩惠。
Because in our daily life, we very seldom appreciate, realize God's grace.
所以我们说到意象的时候，是在人的有意识的那种状况当中、经验当中，然后好像是无意识的，然后就神的意象就提示给我们。
And so when we talk about vision, we talk about this conscious mind prepare as if it's, when the vision came, it's unconsciously received.
那么于是呢，我们就想到为什么以西结他会有这么一幅图画呢？
So how did Ezekiel see this beautiful picture?
这个平原在哪里？
Where was the reason?
是不是就是这么看见一个平原呢？
Where was the valley?
我想不是的。
I think it was not an ordinary valley.
那是以色列的古代的战场。
That was an ancient battlefield of Israel.
我们知道以色列人他们曾经各可期的有非常辉煌的民族的历史。
We know that they had a very glorious history.
但是他们失败过。
But they also failed.
他们也成功过。
They had succeeded before.
每次当他们依靠着神，他们就打了胜仗。
Every time when they trusted God, they had victory.
但是也很多的时候失败，因为他们离开了神。
But they also lost many battles because they got away from God.
可能这位先知他有时间的时候，他就在这个古的战场里面站来凭吊，在那里思想。
And so he was roaming on this ancient battlefield and meditating upon the history.
有很多的历史的回忆。
And he could remember a lot of episodes in history.
那么现在我们知道 他现在在哪里？以西结现在在哪里呢？
Well, where was he at this time?
他现在在异邦。
He was in a foreign nation.
他是在加巴路的河边。
He was by the river in a foreign country.
流族的以色列人在哪里？
And there were many tribes of Israel scattered in the foreign land.
他有很重的负担。
And he had a heavy burden.
他觉得他应该要帮助他们。
He felt that he should help them.
在海外。
Overseas,
很多的人他们离开了家乡。
They were separated from their families.
他们就是异居，他们寄居在外邦。
They were strangers in a foreign land.
在那一种情况当中。
And under such conditions,
有没有神的话呢？
Was there any word of God?
有。
Yes.
而且很多。
Many times.
而且很重要。
And very important word of God.
因为神把这些以色列人留下做什么？
Because why did God choose them to stay there?
这些就是余下来的名，就是一种余数，是 remnant.
They were the remnants of the whole tribes.
那么他们要成为以色列民族复兴的核心。
They were to become the revival of Israel's revival.
是一个 nucleus of restoration, 成为以色列人复兴的核心人物。
And they wanted to be the nucleus of this restoration of Israel.
神要借着他们来恢复以色列国。
Through them, God wants to revive the nation.
今天我们居住在异邦的地方。
Today, similarly, we live in a foreign country.
可能神也托付我们一个很重大的使命。
Perhaps God has given us a very big burden.
他不但是可能，一定有重大的使命。
And let me say, God must have given us this big commission. But we must see the vision.
我们需要明白。
We must understand.
但是叫以西结来看，觉得很失望，不可能，什么都不可能。
But in his days, Ezekiel was probably in despair. He was hopeless.
因为以色列已经败了。
Because the Israelites have lost their country.
他们还会恢复吗？
How could they be restored?
大概不可能。
Possibly not.
很不可能。
Very impossible.
你看看，在那个平原那里，不是都是拼满了骨头吗？
Don't you see all the dry bones in the big valley?
很多的骨头。
Many are full of bones.
而且枯干了。
And also dry bones.
已经死了，人已经死了，已经腐烂了，甚至骨头都枯干了。
It's dead. It's all rotten until the bones are dry.
他对我说：“人子啊。”
And he told me, the son of man.
这些骸骨能复活吗？
Can all these dry bones live?
这不是一个 rhetorical question， 不是就是这样，往往就放数了。
This was not just a rhetorical question。
神是问他这个问题，主要的要叫那个先知来面对现实。
Because God asked him so that he could face reality。
我们昨天曾经说过，先知有他的这个现实，就是所谓 prophetic realism。神一定要叫他看见现实的情况。
Last night we mentioned this sense of prophetic realism so that he could see the real world as it was.
我们从来不是因为有信心啊，把什么事情都是带着这种非常美丽的这个色彩来看。
We do not just because we have faith, we do not look at the world through our rosy glasses.
我们需要很深切的、很切实的、很实际的来看实际的状况。
We must deeply, very realistically look at the world.
当神问他这个问题的时候，
and when God asked him this question,
他不知道应该怎么答复。
He didn't know how to answer him.
因为这个问题就是几乎是一个事实嘛。
Because God was stating a fact in this question.
先知怎么说呢？
So how did he answer?
他主耶和华，你是知道的。
He said, "O Lord, thou knowest."
他说这句话到底是什么意思？
What was his meaning?
是一种失望的口吻吗？
Was it a
A word of despair.
Word of despair?
是的，他很失望。
Yes, he was hopeless.
是不是他是完全失望的呢？
Was he totally hopeless?
没有。
No.
为什么没有呢？
Why not?
因为神问他这个问题。
Because when God asked him the question,
如果神不问他的问题，他完全没有希望。
If God did not ask him, he would be totally in despair.
因为这个事实就是这样。
Because the facts were so.
但当神问他的这个时候，
But when God asked him,
给他一线希望。
There was a ray of hope.
各位，我们在神的面前也是这样。
And we are similarly before God.
到底看我们有没有这种属灵的感受力？
It depends whether we have this kind of spiritual sense or feeling.
所以说，耶和华我你是知道的，不是带着一种完全失望的，带着一种完全放弃的态度。
And so when he answered, "Oh Lord God, you know," this was not an answer of total despair or he did not give up.
而是他有一个完全要听候神的话语的心。
Actually, he was totally prepared to wait for God's word.
那么神就告诉他。
And so God told him.
他说：“你要向这些骸骨发预言。”
And he said, "Prophesy upon these bones."
这个怎么可能呢？
How could you do it?
根本连骨头都枯干了，你发预言谁听？听他所说出来的话， 不但是听不见也听不懂，也根本不可能的做一件不可能的事情。
How could you prophesy, say something to the dry bones?
他不没有办法听，骨头还会听吗？
Because the dry bones could not hear.
但是做神的工作就需要有这样的勇气，需要有这样的希望，需要有这样的态度。
But to do God's work, we must have this courage, we must have this attitude.
今天我们在神的面前，什么是我们的使命呢？
Today, what is our commission to,
before God? 我们要做守望者，要做守望的工作。
We must be watchmen, first of all.
我们要呐喊，要喊喊叫。
We want to cry out.
这里面的意思就是预发预言，就是喊叫的意思，大声向的。
The meaning of prophesy here is it means crying out, proclaim.
大声的要呼喊出来。
With a great voice, crying out loud.
没有呼喊的时候。
But before he did,
神要叫我们看一看枯骨的平原。
God wants us to see this valley of bones.
各位，今天让我们看看这个世界的情况，我们觉得失望。
If we look at the world situation today, we'll be in despair.
我们觉得这个世界他们就是不要神。
We know that the world doesn't want God.
我们这个福音哪里有什么功效呢？
Where is the effect of the gospel?
有的时候我们看看教会。
Sometimes we look at the church.
我们觉得教会是神的教会。
We know that it's the church of God.
是神的家。
It's the house of God.
是基督的身体。
It's the body of Christ.
是圣灵的团契。
It's the fellowship of the Spirit.
那应该是最理想的地方。
So it should be the most ideal place.
最属灵的地方。
It should be the most spiritual place.
充满了爱的地方。
Filled with love.
但是会不会让我们有的时候也会失望呢？
But don't we feel also despair sometimes?
如果我们用现实的眼光来看的话。
But if we look at it realistically.
我们觉得这个神的工作非常的困难。
We know that God's work was very difficult.
还不断的困难，而且非常的不可能，有的事情似乎好像没有什么用处，讲出来也没有用，做出来也没有用。
And it's almost an impossible task, whether we speak or to do.
于是我们就想，也许这样做不行，我们还有另外一种工作的意向吧。
So we said, well, if we cannot accomplish this, perhaps we have some other vision.
有的时候我们感觉到在美国这样的工作，教会的工作不容易做，那不如就回到这个远东去，大概远东容易一点。有的在远东的人说，哎呀，这工作不愿意做，不如我们到海外去，你看有那么多的移民在北美，我们到这里来工作还比较好一点。
And so sometimes some people will feel that the work here is so difficult, let's go overseas. And yet there are others in Southeast Asia who feel exactly the reverse. And so we see a great influx of immigrants from them.
有的时候我们感觉到我们的这里工作不容易做，但是大陆的福音是有很好的机会。
And sometimes we feel, well, it's so difficult here. Perhaps there's great opportunity on mainland China.
哦，你看大陆有这个世界四分之一的人口，在那里有很好福音的机会。如果神给我们开门，我们大概都要去，因为那里是有很好的工作的机会。
Look at this. One quarter of the world's population reside on mainland China.Perhaps God is going to open the door, so we have great opportunity to work there.
所以今天如果说去大陆福音，这好像最吸引人的，好像我们这里的工作都不要做，东南亚的工作也不要做，我们等着吧。有一天大陆的门开了的时候，我们大家都要去，只有那个时候才有机会。
And so we behave as if we all want to wait until the gospel door open on mainland China.
大陆的门会开吗？
Will the gospel the door open there?
照我很幼稚的想法。
In my very naive thinking.
不一定哪一不过我是差的学习 very shallow.
Or in my very shallow,
very critical, in fact.
Very critical thinking.
我觉得大陆的门不会开。
I don't think the door will open.
不会开，大陆的门不会开。
I don't think the door on mainland China will open.
不可能开。
Impossible.
这是很多的人太天真的想法。
I think it's a naive thought.
因为大陆在他们的这个基本的观念里面，就是我说在那里的这个情况是不会把福音的门打开。
Because under the present conditions, I don't think the door will open.
虽然大陆福音是一个很吸引人的一个宣教的呼声。
Even though this is a very good way to proclaim the gospel on mainland China.
虽然在西方人感觉到这个大陆的工作的那个门开了，对他们是很兴奋，他们常常这样的宣传。
And so they dwell on this theme very often, preach on mainland China.
但是我们要很现实的来看一看。
But we must look at it very realistically.
大陆的门不会开吗？我说会开。
Well, would it be open? Perhaps.
那是神自己开。
God will open.
要把整个的环境改变的时候才开。
And when God opened it, the whole situation will change.
不是我们这样想象的这样开吧。
It's not going to be open through our imagination.
因为在整个的，如果我们很现实的来看整个世界福音的工作。
Because if we observe the work of God of the gospel throughout the world very factually,
我们觉得福音的工作可能以后越来越困难。
We feel that perhaps the work will be more and more hindered.
有的时候我们看好像是一片枯骨的，充满枯干骨头的平原。
And sometimes it appears as if it's a valley with just dry bones.
有的人说，基督教的运动永远是少数人的工作，永远少数人的运动。
Someone said the Christian movement is always a movement of minorities.
这个有的时候我们觉得，实在如果从现实方面来讲，实在是这样。
From the facts, we feel.Yes, this is true.
虽然圣特蕾莎她曾经讲过，她说一个人加上神是 majority， 我觉得这个话很宝贝。
I think that it's very precious saying from Saint Teresa when she said, you know, when a person with God, he becomes a majority.
但是无论如何，我们总是感觉到这是少数人的工作。
But still, we know it's the work of minority.
工作一定有困难。
We know the work will face difficulties.
教会一定有很不完全的地方。
And there are imperfections in the church.
福音的传扬一定是会遭遇到很多的压力，很多的问题。
The spread of the gospel will face a lot of pressure and a lot of problems.
但是为什么会有这些问题呢？
Why do we have all these problems?
是人的问题。
They're all human issues.
为什么以西结他看到枯骨的平原呢？
How did Ezekiel observe this valley of bones?
那是一幅审判的图画。
That was a picture of judgment.
以色列人失败。
The Israelites have failed.
所以他们完全的失败。
So they were totally defeated.
神的管教是彻底的。
And God's punishment was.
神的审判也是彻底的。
God's judgment was clear.
审判要从神的家起手。
Because we said judgment will start from the house of God.
但是神还一定会让以色列人的复兴。
And yet we know that God will restore this nation.
神一定要祝福他的教会。
God will bless his church.
神一定要祝福他的儿女。
God will bless his children.
神一定要复兴他的教会。
God will revive his church.
然后叫我们正是那个带着神的能力。要向全世界来宣传福音。
And then with the power of God, we will spread the gospel throughout the world.
福音一定是有困难。
The gospel will face difficulty.
工作一定是没有果效的。
Our work sometimes has no effect.
但是神的工作到他的灵要支付的时候，一定能够有非常辉煌的现象。
But with the Spirit of God, His work will be carried on gloriously.
好像是一个 paradox。是一个矛盾的事情，但这就是属灵的感受。
This appears to be a paradox, and yet this is the deepest spiritual meaning.
因为我们常常是看到两方面，一方面是看到 prophetic realism， 另外一方面看到 prophetic idealism， 看到理想，理想，理想的是属灵的理想，让我们能够看到神的工作。
Because very often we observe both. We saw prophetic realism, we also saw prophetic idealism or spiritual idealism.
那么我们怎么能够让这个理想实现呢？
So how do we accomplish?Realize this idealism.
明白我所讲的理想不是空想。
I'm not talking about fantasy.
我所讲的也不是幻想。
I'm not talking about imagination or fantasy.
我也不是讲梦想。
This is not a dream.
是理想。
This is ideal.
理想是可以实现的。
Ideal can be achieved.
特别是属灵的理想。
Especially spiritual ideal.
但是我们要实现这个理想，我们一定要听候神给我们的命令。
But to realize the ideal, we must hear God's command.
什么命令呢？
What kind of command?Crying,
向枯骨、枯干的骨头呼喊。
Crying out to the bones,
要听耶和华的话。
Hear the voice of God.
主耶和华如此说。
Thus saith the Lord.
哦，这是一个非常严重的，而且也非常真实的，也非常确定的一个宣告。
This is a most certain and most serious, most important proclamation.
神的气息能够进到人的里面。
When God's breath comes into man,
他说你们就要活了。
And then you shall live.
我们就想到这是神的话语。
We know this is the word of God.
神的话语一定要借着人来呼喊出来。
The word of God is effective through man's crying.
因为神的话是句句都带着能力，没有一句不带着能力的。
Because each sentence of God's word is filled with power.
因为神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God's word is spirit, is power.
今天为什么在这个世界有那样的现象呢？
Why do we observe so much all this phenomena in the world today.
人饥饿不是因为没有饼吃。
When people hunger, not because they don't have bread.
当人干渴的时候，不是因为没有水喝。
When they thirst, not because they have no water.
因为人不听耶和华的话。
Because men have stopped listening to God's word.
为什么不听呢？
Why?
因为没有人传。
Because no one proclaimed.
为什么不听呢？
Why?
因为人传的不够。
Because not enough proclamation.
为什么不听呢？因为人传的时候传的不够真实。
Because they did not preach it factually.
人为什么不听呢？因为人传的时候没有带着能力。
Because they did not preach with power.
我们记得在撒母耳的那个时代里面。
We know that in the time of Samuel.
那个时候耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
Very few visions or revelation came from the Lord God.
是不是神没有话讲？
Well, didn't God have anything to say? God had a lot to say. But he could not find the right vessel. And when Jesus said that the field was ripe unto harvest, but the laborers are few.
主一方面说, 是的, 工作太多了,
we know the work is plentiful, but the workers are few.
但是在另外一方面,
but from on the other hand, we know that workers are there.
今天有很多的工人,
there are many workers today.
但是到底有多少的工人真正的合乎神来使用呢?
But how many of them are really used of God?
最近在旧金山的那个Bay Area有一个教会没有牧师。
Recently in the San Francisco area, there was a church without a pastor.
所以啊,他们就跟我谈起来说是希望能够找到牧师。
So they discussed this problem with me.
所以他们就说了。
And so they told me.
当他们开会的时候,有一位弟兄,一个很热心的弟兄, 他就站起来说。
In one of their meetings, a very earnest brother stood up and said,
他说别的地方找牧师还困难,在我们这区域里面找牧师太容易了。
He said, it's probably easier to find a pastor in our area here.
要罗罗,他说一罗一罗的这个都可以找得到。
Yeah, a dime a dozen.
我听见这个话,我心里面觉得很难过。
And I felt very sad inside.
为什么?
Why?
为什么讲这样一个热心的弟兄,
a very earnest brother like this, why did he say so?
他对工人的观感是什么样子?
What kind of thought does he have regarding the workers?
是不是我们做工人,我是传道人, 是不是我们做工人太不像话, 太没有见证?
Is that because we as workers, as preachers, have no witness?
是不是我们带不出来神的那种能力?
Is that because we cannot bring forth the power of God?
这是今天海外华人教会的悲哀。
This is a tragedy of overseas Chinese churches.
如果信徒这样的看法,
if the Christians look at this,
如果我们传道人这样的态度,
if we have this attitude,
教会还有什么前途?
Is there any future for the church?
天国还会实现吗?
How can the kingdom be realized?
神的心里面伤痛,
I think God's heart will be
sorrowful.
Many children of God, and yet how many of them obey God's will?
神有很多的工人, 但是有多少的工人, 真正合乎神的心意?
There are many workers, and yet how many of them actually obey God's will?
就是那些人,
there will only those who are willing to put themselves
完完全全的,
totally
彻彻底底的,
and thoroughly
不信意义的,
and totally
托付承受的,
and they're willing to give up all
完全摆上,
totally dedicate themselves.
所有的神的儿女都应该这样,
not just the workers but all children of God.
神的工作就能够做一场,
and then God's work will be carried out.
但是为什么今天神找不到合适的工作?
Why didn't God find any suitable workers?
不是神没有能力,
not because God did not have power.
不是神没有话语,
not because he did not have his word.
但是因为在今天在教会里面神的话语太少了,
because God's word is not preached in the church of God today.
我们中国的教会一直就是在道理的开端,
we are always remaining at the beginning of the word of God, the doctrine of God.
在讲道里面太多的故事,太多的一些见证,我不是说这些都不好,但是很着实的,圣经的信息不够多,神的话语不够多。
We know that in preaching there are a lot of stories and just testimonies, but not the real word of God.
今天我们实在需要在话语上充实。
Today we must be filled with God's word.
有的人他在教会里面失望。
Some people are hopeless in this church.
所以失望了,所以他就有查经办。
Because they do not have hope for the church, so they start a Bible study.
那么查经办是不是我们有很多的话语呢?
Well, is there a lot of God's word among the Bible studies?
请你们饶恕我讲一句很坦白的话。
Please forgive me to say it very candidly here.
我觉得查经办里面可能话语的供应更少。
Perhaps the supply of God's word among the Bible study groups is less.
今天在我们华人的信徒里面有普遍的饥饿的状态。
There's an overall hunger among a malnutrition among our Chinese Christians.
我们一定要注重神的话语。
We must pay attention to God's word.
如果我们真正把神的话语带出来的时候,
if we really bring forth the word of God,
教会还有什么问题?
There will be no problem in the church.
福音还有什么难度?
There will be no hindrance to the gospel.
救恩就能够广传了。
The salvation can be spread.
话语是多么的重要。
It's so important to have the word of God.
有了话语之后,
if we have the word,
这些骨头跟骨头, 骨头就能够连接起来,
all these bones will be connected.
筋跟筋就联络起来,
and the sinews will be all connected.
这个皮也长出来了,
and even the skin will grow out.
我们是不是感觉到神的话语是多么样的重要?
We know how important the word of God is.
我们想到这个骨头就是讲到生命的力量。
We know that the bones represent the power of life.
因为这个是一种，因为以色列人的观念里面，骨头就是是一种力量。
Because this is the strength of life.
那么我们想到这个筋呢，就是骨头就联络起来呢，那是活动的力量。
And this sinews will represent the activity, the power of activity.
应该有生命的力量。
There should be the strength of life.
有行动的力量。
And there's also the power of activity.
而且还有皮。
And now we talk about skin.
那么皮做什么呢？
What does skin do?
皮是美化的，那个美丽的。
Skin is to beautify.
各位，你记得在以弗所书第五章里面吗？
Remember in Ephesians chapter 5.
很可惜我们这章圣经太少读了。
Too bad we have not read this very often.
就是读的时候大概是在婚礼的时候读吧。
And very often we only read it in weddings.
那么在婚礼的时候读啊，牧师读是没有人听的。
And we know that during the wedding, nobody listened.
因为新郎新娘太紧张了，他们听不进去。
Because the bride and the groom were too nervous.
那么这些参加的婚礼的人也太兴奋了，他们也觉得这不过是仪式，也听不进去。
And the guests are so excited they feel this is formality, so they don't listen.
那么甚至于我们的教会很早的时候就讲到这一段的经文。
And even in the preaching of the church, we do not talk about this passage.
哦，但是这段圣经里面是多么的属灵，多么的宝贝。
But how precious this passage is.
讲到这个夫妇的关系，讲到基督与教会的关系。
About the relation of husband and wife and the relation between Christ and the church.
他说不能够有皱纹等类的病，不能够有皱纹。
There should be no wrinkle, no such illness.
如果新娘有皱纹的话，大家说怎么那么老才结婚啊？
If the bride has wrinkles, we said, well, she's quite old.
不能够有皱纹，用化妆品也把它弄好一点。
And so, she will use cosmetics.
也许还需要一点plastic surgery.
And even plastic surgery, perhaps.
但是我们从属灵方面来看怎么样？
But from a spiritual sense,
我们应该有非常嫩的、非常漂亮的皮肤。
We should have a beautiful skin.
今天教会有没有荣美的见证？
Do we have this glorious witness today?
今天教会有没有筋能够真正联络，大家都联络在一起？
Do we have this muscle, this sinews that will connect us all together?
我们不会合作，只会竞争。
We cannot cooperate, we only fight.
教会跟教会之间竞争。
The church fight among themselves.
神的工作跟神的工作竞争。
And God's work has a lot of fighting, infighting.
教会以外的机构跟教会以外的机构在竞争。
And even the cooperation.
于是我们就能够看到，这些都是不正常的现象。
And so we know that these are all abnormal phenomena.
为什么有这样的现象？
Why do they appear so?
因为没有神的话语。
Because there's a lack of God's word.
不是没有，是缺少神的话语。
There is a lack of God's word.
会不会神的话语不能够充分地进到我们里面？
Why did God's word not thoroughly come into us?
今天中国的教会需要神的话语。
Today the Chinese church needs God's word.
我看西方的教会更需要神的话语。
And I think the Western church especially needs God's word.
我一方面很欣赏西方教会的活动。
I appreciate all the activities in the Western churches.
我觉得他们有很好的思想。
I know they have a lot of ideas.
但他们也有很多的活动。
But they have a lot of activities.
而且这些活动也能够维持教会。
And all the activities will sustain the church.
但是到底神的话语有多少呢？
But how much is God's word preached there?
神的灵有多少呢？
How much of God's spirit is there?
他们都是一些 program orientated, 就是一天到晚活动活动活动，但是缺少神的话语跟神的灵，神的教会不能够兴旺，也不能够深深的扎根。
We see no revival, we see no deep-rooted revival because they lack God's word and God's spirit. All they have were programs.
今天中国的教会幼稚。
Today we think that the Chinese church are still undeveloped.
我们还没有充分的发展的时候，很多的时候我们甚至要学习西方的教会。
And many people say we should imitate the Western churches.
但是问题是说，我们为什么不能够采取一个领导的地位？因为神已经给了我们很多历史的教训。
Why can't we be in a leadership position? Because God has taught us many historical lessons.
因为我们东方人的这个思想，可能在属灵方面要比西方人的思想更容易得着神的恩惠，因为我们的思想比较深一点，特别在属灵方面。
Because I think that in Eastern thought, the mentality would be more receptive to God's word.
但是无论如何，我们最需要的还是神的灵。
But in any case, we need God's spirit.
你看，在这里面我们不是看到那些枯骨头吗？他们已经有了。
We see all these dry bones.
他们已经骨头连起来了，也有皮了，只是还没有气息。
And then they were all connected, and even the skin has grown, but there was no breath.
还没有气息。
There was no breath.
还没有神很大的工作。
And God's spirit has not worked thoroughly yet.
于是第二次耶和华就告诉以西结说。
And so the second time, the Lord God told him.
他说：“人子啊，你要发言于预言。”
Son of man, prophesied again.
这个 prophesy 这个字也是 crying, 也是要你要呼喊，你要呐喊。
And the same word also is crying out.
向谁？ 呼喊呢
？To whom did he cry out？
向风呼喊。
Cry out to the winds。
我们刚才说到提到就是向枯骨头来发预言。
And we first talk about prophesying or crying to the bones。
那是宣告，那是 proclamation。
That was proclamation。
但是现在向风这是什么意思呢
？And now crying to the winds, what does it mean？
向圣灵来呼求啊。
A request to the Holy Spirit.
我们要求圣灵做奇妙的工作。
We pray so the Spirit will work miracles.
我们感觉到圣灵跟话语是两件实在不可以缺少的。
We know that the Word and the Spirit are both necessary.
圣灵如果没有话语，很难叫人能够接受、能够明白、能够受感动。
Spirit, the Spirit without the Word, can hardly move a person to receive Christ.
但是话语如果没有圣灵的话，就没有能力，没有生命的气息。
But the word without the spirit is powerless, without its breath.
生命的能力有了，骨头有了，联络起来的活动的力量也有了，但是这些力量都不能够发动，一直等到生命的能力来到的时候。
And so when the bones with flesh and skin, they were all connected, but still was not active enough until the spirit came.
今天在教会里面好像有这样的偏差。
Today we see this kind of extreme condition in the church.
有的教会是注重话语，我们不能够说不注重话语。
We know that some churches emphasize the word.
但是圣灵的工作太少。
And yet there's little of the Spirit's work.
所以传道人在讲台上讲起来非常的好。
And so we see we hear good sermons from the pulpit.
铮铮有词，滔滔不绝，头头是道。
And we know that they can talk on and on with flowery words.
讲得很好，听得也很好。
They talk well and they listen well.
但是没有功效。
But no effect.
很多的人都发出这个问题来。
Many people have asked this question.
圣经的话语很宝贝。
God's word is very precious.
神给我们的标准也很高。
God's standard is very high.
怎么能够应用在我实际的生活里面？
But how do we apply it into our daily life?
我也不知道应该怎么做。
I don't know what to do.
也不知道应该怎么来决定这是神的意思还不是神的意思。
I don't know how to decide whether this is the will of God.
所以当我不知道应该怎么做的时候，我就去问教会的长者。
And so when I cannot decide, I go to talk to the elders in the church.
或者是牧师，或者是一些属灵方面比较好一点的。
Or the preachers or the more spiritually advanced.
我不大知道这件事情我能不能做。
I don't know whether I should do this.
哦。你祷告祷告你就明白。
Oh, just pray and then you will understand.
如果他会祷告明白，他就不需要来问我了。
If he can just pray, he should not come to ask.
他来问我就是因为他不明白。
Because he was did not understand that. That's why he came to ask me.
但是我也说不出来。
But I still don't cannot give an answer.
当我说不出来的时候，我说你去祷告。我不是说不应该祷告，我是说我们有的时候会不会就是好像用这样的词句，结果我们还是得不到什么结果。
Don't misunderstand me. I think that sometimes we use the word prayer as an excuse.
但愿圣灵怜悯我们真是需要圣灵的力量光照我们。
May God have mercy upon us so that the Spirit will shine in us.
如果我有圣灵的能力，我就知道应该怎么样的来帮助人。
If we have the power of the Spirit, we can help others.
当圣灵的能力在那个人身上，他也知道应该怎么做。
And when the powers of Spirit acts on a person, he knows what to do.
让我再重复的说，圣灵是一种能力。是可以说是一个很有动力的 dynamic。 为什么我们常常觉得好像我们的信仰是 static， 是静止的，好像就是这样，我们就想想而已，听听而已，不能发生什么功效。
Let me repeat, the Holy Spirit is a spiritual dynamite, and yet why are we so passive? Why are we so static?
我们要向圣灵来呼求。
We must cry out to the Spirit.
今天我们看到教会，我不单是中国的教会，我看全世界教会好像都有这样的情形。
I think that the same situation exists whether in Chinese church or Western churches.
我们看到有的教会注重话语。
Some churches emphasize the ministry of the word.
但是没有圣灵的能力。
But no power of the Spirit.
很多理性的解释。
There are many explanations of reason.
结果人得不到什么。
And yet people could not get anything.
还有一些教会，他们很注重圣灵的工作。
And then there are some churches that are very concerned with the Spirit's work.
我们说这是灵恩的教会。
We talk about this charismatic churches.
他们注重圣灵。
They emphasize on the ministry of the Spirit.
但是他们的在神的话语方面太少。
But they are lacking in the word of God.
结果他们可能还会偏差。
And so the end result is they go into extremes
again. 请各位不要误会我，我并不是批评灵恩教会。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not criticizing the charismatic movement.
但是我是感觉到圣灵跟话语一定要一起。
I feel that the ministry of the Word and the Spirit must be hand in hand.
也只有当圣灵工作的时候，才能够发生很大的功效。
Only when the Spirit works, then we see effect.
今天所需要的就是这个。
Today, that's what we need.
今天我们需要发出这个复兴的呼声来。
Today, we must cry out this request for revival.
我们真是感觉到把圣灵工作的那个时候。
We feel that when the Spirit actually moves, actually works.
当真正工作的时候。
And when He really works,
那个骸骨不但活了。
Not only the bones become alive,
而且那个站立起来。
And they stood up.
而且那个成为极大的军队。
And it became a multitude of army.
这是一个多么可以值得兴奋的事。
And how exciting a fact this was.
我们记得在1517年的时候，到马丁路德改革宗教的时候。
And we know that during the Reformation in 1517.
在那个时候，那个改革者他们都是有一个很热切的心意。
And the reformers were filled with a zealous spirit.
其中有一个口号是什么？
And there was a slogan at that time.
The church militant, 征战的教会。
This was the church militant.
征战的教会，教会是征战。
The militant church, the church militant.
因为我们想到守望，因为有刀剑会领导我们。
Because we talk about watching for the swords to arrive.
是的，我们就想到我们是需要征战。
We know that we are prepared, or we must be prepared for war.
虽然有些人他们只想到我们信靠神就得平安得福气，我们就在避难所里面，我们就在大磐石的荫下，我们就安安乐乐舒舒服服的，但是这还不是神给我们全部的心意。
Many people just talk about the peace under this in the haven of God, they under the, this big rock of God, and yet that's not enough.
是的，我不是说这些真理不重要。
I'm not saying that all these truths are unimportant.
我并不是说我们这些不是我们的经验。
And I'm not saying that this should not be our experience.
但是我们必须要征战。
But we must go to war.
这不是有一首诗歌叫万事征战，在这个 eschatological warfare, 很快我们只是要来应付这样的一种属灵的征战。
And there's this song, The War of Ages, in this eschatological war.
为什么很多的人感觉到我们基督徒好像是逃避的态度？
Why do many people feel that we Christians are escapists?
为什么我们不是真正的来要发动攻势呢？
Why do we notTake the offensive.
我们常常好像觉得，要遵守的意思，我就这样可以，那样可以，在消极的忍受，没有积极的承受。
And so very often we just tolerate passively without acting actively.
我们在海外有很多很有学问的人。
There are many,
很有学问的基督徒。
Many learned Christians are in overseas.
甚至在职业的场所里面，也是带着一种退却的地步。
And even in their professions.They have an attitude of defeat.
只要马马虎虎，生活过得就算。
So if I just get along,
结果我做的研究的工作给别的人出风头，我不是说我们要出风头啊，都是别人的，其实都是我们所做的事情。
And so very often the research results became other people's credit.
其实我们应该有一种进攻的态度。
But we must have this attitude of offense.
在我们职业的环境是这样。
In our own environment,
在我们生活的环境。
In our lives.
在我们教会的情况
，In our church,
我们今天教会不是退缩，而是往前走。
We should not retreat, we must advance.
因为我们只需向前，不许退后。
Because we must advance, we cannot retreat.
我们只需成功，不许失败。
We can only succeed, we cannot be defeated.
我们真是要感觉到有一种破釜沉舟的态度。
We must be willing to give up all.
好像 burning the bridge behind me. 我们真是要把我们的后面的桥烧掉，我们而只往前走。
We must be willing to burn the bridge behind us, only advancing.
我们有需要有这样的态度。
We must have this attitude.
耶和华的军队。
The army, the host of the Lord.
我们要一直往前走，一直的往前走，一直的往前走。
We can only advance, go forward and forward.
各位，你记得不记得约书亚的意象？
Remember the vision of Joshua.
当约书亚他站在耶利哥的平原的外面的时候。
When he stood on the plains of Jericho.
他预备打仗。
He was prepared for war.
他不知道应该怎么打仗。
He didn't know what to do.
因为耶利哥城池高高建筑在山上是不容易攻取的。
Because the wall of Jericho was very firm, high in the mountain.
千头万绪。
And he was facing a lot of problems.
可能他在那里想，应该用什么样的这个战略 strategy? 我应该用什么办法来？
And he was thinking of various strategies in order to take the city.
神耶和华的元帅向他显现。
And the host, the leader of the commander of God's host.
Came upon him.
And so he asked him, Are you for us or against us?
And
the commander did not say any more words. He said,
他说你把你的脚上的鞋脱下
来。 Take off your shoes.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your shoes from your feet.
脱下鞋有什么用处？
What's the use of taking off the shoes?
我们听见很多赤脚医生，难道是赤脚阿兵哥吗？
Are they barefoot doctors?Or barefoot soldiers?
不是的。
No.
神要叫他把脚上的鞋脱下来。
The reason God wants him to take off his shoes.
有一个很恭敬的、很严肃的、很谨慎的态度。
There's a very reverent, a very a serious attitude.
然后神会带领着他来做属灵的征战。
And then God will lead him to victory.
因为耶和华他是万军的耶和华。
Because he is the Lord of hosts.
他是战场大有能力的耶和华。
He was the most powerful. He's the most powerful soldier in the battle.
我们要靠他征战。
We depend on him.
我们要为他征战。
We fight for him.
我们一定能够得胜。
We will have the victory.
而且一定能够夸胜。
We shall boast of our victory.
而且我们一定能够得胜有余。
And we can be more than conquerors.
正好像约书亚带领耶利哥，要带领要去打耶利哥的军队一样。
Just like Joshua leading his people attacking the city of Jericho.
他最后怎么样？
And what was the outcome?
呼喊吧。
Crying.
当呼喊的那个时候。
And at the time of their crying,
耶利哥城就倒塌。
The whole city crumbled.
难道我们可以保持沉默，静默不讲话吗？
Should we keep silent without saying a word?
我们需要呼喊。
We must cry out.
我们一定要呼喊。
We must cry.
到了时候。
And when the due time comes,
当神告诉我们的时候。
When God tells us,
我们一定要呼喊。
We must cry.
现在让我们呼喊吧。
Let us cry now.
我们现在站起来，大家一同向神来呼求。
Let's all stand up and cry to God, requesting.
我很盼望我们每一位，我们大家都开口祷告。
I hope that all of us will pray audibly.
当我们祷告了之后，我想请周祖辉牧师就要领我们做结束祷告。
And after we all pray openly, we ask Reverend Joe to lead us in prayer. 亲爱的天父，求求你今天晚上赐给我们有力量、有能力。主啊，我们实在不知道怎样做，我们实在不知道应该怎样行。主，请你领导我们，因为你是我们的元帅。因为我们的战争不是在乎才能，不是在乎智慧，乃是完全在乎你的话语和真实。请完全帮助我们，求主帮助我们，求主让我们战争的时候能靠你得胜。主啊，让我们有话语的知识，让我们有圣灵的知识。
我们多么希望，我们多么在你的面前期待，让你自己的话语能
每一位弟兄姐妹都能够在这里受这个话语的感动，让我们向
你
话说，求主进入我们心中，保守我们，让我们这些已经信你的能够更加有力量。
主，我们在你的面前站住，你一定要在这个聚会的里面坚持自己。
求主，你真是今天晚上圣灵在这里工作，求主让我们看见你的果效。
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢赞美你，再一次借着你的仆人，让我们听见先知的信息。主，求你叫我们沉睡的心灵能够苏醒过来，求你叫我们已经死亡的枯干的骸骨，因着你自己灵的工作，能够成为耶和华的军队。主，虽然在这个末世的时候，我们看见有许许多多的问题在你自己的家里面，在教会里面，主，可是我们感谢你，你应许我们，你吩咐我们向骸骨发声音，你也应许我们，要我们向着凤呼求。主，求你自己的灵在我们的中间，好叫我们能够完成那还没有完成的使命。
主啊，
主，把这篇记着我们所听的一切，不单单成为我们头脑里面的知识，更成为我们生命里面的力量。好叫我们下坠的手，发酸的腿，再能够挺起来，奔跑前面的道路。主，我们感谢你，你把我们留在这个时代里面，你叫我们在这个时代里面能够完成您要我们完成的工作。主，爸爸，愿你闭着我们的眼睛，能够聚目向着你，叫我们的脚能够脚的实地的在这个地方能够为你工作。主，求你自己恩待我们，在今天晚上，请你继续不断的在我们的心里面做工。我们把余下几天的光阴也交在你自己的手里面，求你把那从宝座上面所流露出来的信息，经过你的仆人，能够到我们每个人的心田里面。主，求你恩待我们，带领我们。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。